The following production is based on a novel written in 1881 by a 9-year-old child. The spelling and grammar, including typos, has been left unedited and read as originally written. The audiobook you're listening to was produced over the course of 2 years. Many of the young actors in this production don't sound or perform the way they do now. Their performances in this production are not a reflection of how skilled they are now. They're just a reflection of how long it takes to make an audiobook. And now, back to the young visitors, or Mr. Saltina's plan.
Chapter 7, Bernard's Idea. After Mr. Saltina had departed, Bernard Clark thought he would show Ethel over his house, so they spent a merry morning so doing. Ethel passed bright marks on all the rooms, and Bernard thought she was most pretty, and Ethel began to be a bit excited. After a lovely lunch, they sat in the gloomy hall, and Ethel began to feel very glad Mr. Saltina was not there. Suddenly, Bernard lit his pipe.
I was thinking,
he said passionately.
What about going up to London for a week's gaiety?
Who?
Inquired Ethel in a low tone.
You and me,
said Bernard.
I know of several splendid hotels, and we could go to theaters and parties and enjoy ourselves to the full.
So we could. What an idea!
Cried Ethel. So the merry plan was all arranged, and they spent the afternoon in packing their trunks. Next day, they were all ready in the hall when the handsome vehicle once more clattered up.
Ethel had on her blue velvet getup and a sweet new hat,
and plenty of rouge on her face, and looked quite a seemly counterpart for Bernard, who was arrayed in white and shiny Macintosh top boots, and the well-brushed top hat tied on him with a bit of black elastic.
Well, goodbye, Minute,
he cried to the somber butler.
Take care of your gout and the silver, and I will pay your wages when I come back.
Thank you kindly, sir,
murmured Minute.
When may I expect your return?
Oh, well, I will wire,
he said and dashed down the steps. Ethel followed with small, lady-like steps, having bowed privately to Minette, who closed his eyes in acknowledgement of her kindness.
The sun was shining, and Ethel had the feeling of going to a very jolly party and felt so sorry for all the passers-by who were not going to London with Bernard. Arrived in the gay city, Bernard hailed a cab to the manor born and got followed by Ethel.
Kindly drive us to the Gaiety Hotel,
he cried in a firm tone. The cabman waved his whip and off they dashed.
We shall be highly comfortable and select at the Gaiety,
said Bernard, and he thought to himself how lovely it would be if he was married to Ethel. He blushed a deep shade at his own thoughts and gave a sidelong glance to Ethel, who was gazing out of the window.
Well, one never knows,
he murmured to himself.
And as one of the poets says, great events from trivial causes springs.
Just then they stopped at the gay hotel, and Ethel was spellbound at the size of the big hall. Bernard poked his head into the window of the pay desk.
Have you a couple of bedrooms for self and young lady?
He inquired in a lordly way. A very handsome lady with golden hair and a lace apron glanced at a book and hastily replied.
Oh, yes, sir. Two beauties on the first floor, number 9 and 10.
Thank you,
said Bernard.
We will go up if you have no objection.
None whatever, sir,
said the genial lady.
The beds are well aired and the view is quite pleasant.
Come along, Ethel,
cried Bernard.
This sounds all right, eh?
Oh, quite,
said Ethel with a beaming smile. They went upstairs and entered number 9, a very fine compartment, with a large downy bed and white doors, with glass handles leading to number 10, an equally dainty room, but a trifle smaller.
Which will you have, Ethel?
Asked Bernard.
Oh, well, I would rather you settled it,
said Ethel.
I am willing to abide by your choice.
The best shall be yours, then,
said Bernard, bowing gallantly and pointing to the biggest room. Ethel blushed at a speaking look.
I shall be quite lost in that huge bed,
she added to hide her embarrassment.
Yes, I expect you will,
said Bernard.
And now, what about a little table d'hote, followed by a theater?
Oh, yes,
cried Ethel, and downstairs they went.
This is a Cartesian theater production, with Rebecca Stern as the narrator, Leanna Doyle as Ethel Montague, Alison Mercier as Bernard Clark, Chris Credin as Minute the Butler, and Sarai Gonzalez as the handsome lady at the pay desk. Music for this chapter was provided by volunteer musicians from museopen.org. Stay tuned for Chapter 8 of The Young Visitors coming April 28th, 3 p.m. Thanks for listening.